The blackout has sent many small business owners reeling across the Northeast. Jerome Raguzzo is on the line from Gino's Pastry Shop in the Bronx. Hi, Mr. Raguzzo.
How are you, Linda?
I'm pretty good, but we were wondering, how's your tiramisu doing?
How's my tiramisu? My tiramisu is kaput.
Kaput?
It's history. We had to discard. It was a mess just Friday morning when we came to work. We had power restored about 7:45 Friday morning, and we didn't know what to expect. And when I finally did come in, ice cream, pastries, cannolis, everything had to be discarded.
Can you put a dollar figure on it yet?
Right now, it looks like about $1,500 that we did lose. That's without counting. We didn't add up all the pastries, and we had to empty the refrigerators and some of the freezers. It's a shame. It really is.
In 1977, there was a lot of rioting, damage.
Yes.
Businesses were looted. Yes. You were in business then.
Yes, we were. And that was an experience that I had that I was able to relate to a lot of the people in the neighborhood that were second generation, third generations. And I remember the 77. There was a huge amount of looting around here. And this year, I don't know, I think it had a lot with this, with the 9/11. I think it had a lot to do with that brought a lot of people together, because we literally had merchant owners sleeping outside or sitting outside in front of their business and watching, for instance, my business and, let's say, a deli called Tino's Deli. These two young men, Gary and Frankie, they literally sat out with a cooler filled with ice and just watched a section of the area. Back in 77, that didn't happen. So, you know, the officers that worked, I have to give them a lot of credit. The 48th Precinct did a phenomenal job of keeping order. Police officer in every corner.
So have you been buying any cops coffee and cannoli?
Yes, on the evening, on the Thursday evening of the blackout, as all the police officers were driving by, and I was outside and I saw them, we handed everyone a fork and a spoon, and we told them, just help yourself. It's only going to get thrown away. So as the officers drove by, we just handed everyone a straw for the ice cream cakes and spoons for the desserts. And we said, you know what? Anything you men need, you women need, we're here for you as you are here for us.
Thanks very much, Mr. Raguzzo.
Linda, thank you for everything, and may God bless you.
Jerome Raguzzo is the owner of Gino's Pastry Shop in the Bronx. At Niagara Falls, the Maid of the Mist tour boats have been docked due to lower-than-normal water levels. Tim Ruddy directs marketing there, and he joins us from Niagara Falls, Canada. Mr. Ruddy, hello.
Hi, Linda.
Niagara Falls, I mean, there's a tremendous amount of water coming over that falls. How come you have to take your boats out because of the low water level?
Well, due to the emergency situation in the Northeast, there was an increase in demand for hydroelectric power. And to satisfy this demand, the power authorities in both the U.S. and Canada decided to divert more water during the daylight hours than they normally would. And what this does is it lowers the water level down to about 12 feet less than what it should be, and that is too low for us to operate to get passengers to and from the boat in a safe manner.
How shallow is the water?
Well, the water is very deep. It's about 150 feet deep. But what happens is the docks are floating docks.
I see.
And when the water level drops down 10 or 12 feet, the angle from shore to the dock is far too steep to get to and from the boat.
So it'd just be like you could slide them into the boat, but that would not be a good idea.
You could slide down, but you couldn't slide up.
So how bad is this for your business? How many people do you expect have you had to turn away?
Well, a day like Thursday, we've probably lost about 4,000 passengers. A day like Friday, it was probably around 20,000 passengers that would have ridden the boat.
Good heavens. What's the price ahead?
It's about $13 a person is the adult price, and $8 per person. Those are Canadian dollars for a child.
So that runs into real money.
It's substantial, yes.
What do you think? How long is this going to hold you up?
There's going to be a meeting of the power commissions on both sides of the river to determine whether they need to continue drawing extra water from the upper river. And resulting from that meeting, we'll determine whether we're able to operate this weekend.
Tim Ruddy directs marketing for the Maid of the Mist tour boats. He joined us from Niagara Falls, Canada. Tim Ruddy, thanks very much.
Thank you, Linda.